Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. This time last week, Joe Biden was still in the race for the presidency and Donald Trump was coasting in the polls. But on Sunday evening, that all changed when US President Biden announced that he would stand aside, handing the torch to his vice president, Kamala Harris, who's won the support of Democrats and their financial backers, and has had somewhat of a honeymoon start to her campaign for the US presidency. But will it last? Well, let's talk now to Dr. Elizabeth Anker, Professor of American Studies at George Washington University. Good afternoon, Dr. Anker, and welcome to the program.
Great. Thank you for having me.
So this week we were properly introduced to Kamala Harris. What was her message? How did she present herself on her first week as a candidate for the presidency, and how did she do?
Right now, Kamala is introducing herself to Americans who may not know her separate from her work as vice president. And she has really been focusing on garnering the energy of the Democratic Party. Democrats were really kind of sunken and at a low place with Joe Biden. They knew that he was losing. He had that terrible debate performance. And now having Kamala head the ticket has really rejuvenating the Democrats, not only in a way that we haven't seen in this campaign, but in a way we actually haven't seen in years. The youthfulness, the spirit, the energy behind her, what she's bringing, but also what I think just ordinary people in the party are putting on her, is really galvanizing the work that she's doing to bring herself to the U.S. population.
And in her first speech, she talked about taking on predators who abused women, fraudsters, when she was a prosecutor. And she capped that all off by saying she knows Donald Trump's type. And that was a type of attack that we haven't seen before or heard Joe Biden do. So she is setting herself apart from him as a very different type of candidate, isn't she?
She is. She is going for the attack in a really direct way. And she's also taking somewhat of a different tack, whereas for the Biden campaign, a lot of the attacks on Trump were that he was going to undo American democracy as we know it. We see Kamala continuing that, but doing it in a different spirit. She's been calling him weird a lot, calling his new vice president weird and creepy, talking about how they want to control what people do in the bedroom, control what they do with their bodies. And that is defanging some of Trump's power by placing it in a different box. And so far, it's been quite effective.
And what are the Republicans going to do to respond to Kamala Harris? What lines of attack are they likely to find most effective?
The Republicans have been scrambling this week since their whole playbook was thrown into disarray. Right now, we see two different responses. On the one hand, we're seeing a lot of the main standard bearers in the party continuing to attack Joe's policies, especially on immigration and inflation, and placing them on Kamala. But we're also seeing a real undercurrent, especially among the hard right in the party, of really going for racist and sexist attacks, which have been the stock and trade of the hard right in the U.S. And that's really been starting to grow.
All right. Well, a very interesting contest ahead. And thank you for talking to us today, Dr. Elizabeth Anker, Professor of American Studies at George Washington University.